I love how the Bible is dynamic and relevant. No matter how long ago it was written, it's interesting to see that the human condition remains largely the same. I was writing about not the words of Moses, but what he was talking about just last night, about how easy it is to lose connection with our faith when everything is going well, and how quickly we want to grab the rudder and steer the ship. And it's only till we hit a sandbar and dry dock ourselves or crash the thing completely that we return and cling to Jesus, because there's nothing else to cling to. And I was just writing about sort of the ebb and flow of that in my life, in my history, from getting from there to here. And here's Moses. This is sort of his parting shot. He's down to the last things that he can tell everybody before he dies. And this is one of the things that he chooses to say. He says, look, when you get there, when you cross the Jordan, when God's promises have been fulfilled, when he has been faithful to you and delivered this land into your hands, and you've set up shop, and you're doing well, and you're full, don't forget that God brought you here. Don't fall away. Because if you do, well, everything bad conceivable will happen because of your actions. And, you know, I have to laugh at us. It's pathetically sad that we grab the wheel, we crash the car of our lives, and then we have to hold on to Jesus for dear life. But who gets the blame? Normally we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And the truth of the matter, the answer to that question is, he let it happen to you because you willed it. He gave us the dignity of choice. And our choices do matter. Now God's telling these guys to go into the land and wipe it out. That he's going to go before them and give them the victory. And that they are to go in mercilessly and wipe it out. A lot of people have a hard time with that. I admit that I have a hard time without context. But we have to give God the benefit of the doubt here. Who knows in what ways he's been reaching out to these people? I don't know. I don't want to make up a story here. But I've decided in my life, when I hit a theological wall, I'm going to give God the benefit of the doubt. Instead of being this haughty, arrogant, little, puny man that thinks he can call God into account to answer for himself. When we get to the book of Job, I think we'll learn that lesson well. There's always more going on than we know. We just know what we know, which is, at best, through a glass darkly, as the Apostle Paul said. But I do want to draw a parallel, and I think it's a relevant parallel. I don't think it's just kind of pulling out a meaning of something. God is giving them the promised land, the land that he has promised them for generations. I mean, we've read this going all the way back to Abraham, and we are a long way from Abraham. We are well over 1,000 years from Abraham, and God is about to deliver this land into their hands. And he's saying, take this land and take it for good. And leave no remnant of anything that is not godly there. No idols, no gold, no nothing, even no people, nothing that is not of God. Leave nothing there. And Moses explains why. You will corrupt yourself. You will fall away. You will worship other gods. You will break the covenant. And you will bring upon yourself utter ruin. Nothing's changed. We're in the same boat. We are not, as Christians, going and taking over a land by brute force and military action. But spiritual warfare is a real thing. And the battle for our hearts is real. And it is true, the things that we leave in our lives, that our corrupting agents will corrupt us. So in the same way the children of Israel are being instructed, we need to take the same posture of absolutely no mercy on anything in our lives that is not given to us by God. I know from personal experience, but the truth is in everyone's life. Look at your life. I don't care how old you are. The things that you let linger, the wounds, the bitterness, the idols, the addictions, the things that you tolerate, they ultimately bring you down. And let go unchecked, they will ultimately bring your spiritual ruin. It's going to take merciless action on our own part. Very serious, willful, intentional action on our own part to rid our lives of what does not belong there.